Broken and horrified by the unimaginable tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims of this senseless violence, the mothers, the fathers, family and friends, neighbors and classmates of those impacted. No community should experience the trauma of losing so many young, innocent children in the way that this town and this nation have had to suffer. No school should know the anguish of losing their teachers or principal. No mother or father should carry the pain of burying their six-year-old son or daughter. Now, together we continue to mourn the unspeakable loss we've suffered, and together we look for ways to ensure such a tragedy never happens again. Our national heartbreak is beginning to give way to a national conversation. It's a conversation about how we improve access to mental health services that can curb meaningless violence. It's a conversation about how tighter gun control laws can and will keep us safer. I applaud Senator Feinstein for reintroducing her assault weapons ban in Congress. I join her in calling on the Congress to act swiftly and decisively on this issue. Now, no single piece of legislation will solve all of our problems, but the assault weapons ban is a powerful first step. That said, it can't be our only step. Cities and states must join with the federal government to do everything we can, as quickly as we can, to keep our community safer. We must do more to link our police officers with our schools to provide added protection to our students. Today, Chief Beck and LAUSD Police Chief Zimmerman will outline a school safety program that does just that. I thank them for their ongoing leadership and dedication to keeping our kids safe. Additionally, we must redouble our efforts to get deadly weapons off our streets. I'm here to announce that we're moving our annual gun buyback program to the day after Christmas. We feel it's absolutely critical to provide Angelenos with the concrete actions that they can take today to make our city safer. As such, the normally scheduled gun buyback program that takes place in May will be moved to next Wednesday, December 26th. This program gives the people of LA an opportunity to voluntarily surrender their firearms. More importantly, it helps us work toward the common goal of reducing gun violence. Coordinated by my Office of Gang Reduction and Youth Development, the gun buyback program has taken nearly 8,000 guns off the street, including assault weapons, rifles, and shotguns. With our partners Ralph's and KCBS KCAL, we're offering a comfortable and accessible opportunity for Angelenos to drop off their weapons on neutral ground. No questions asked. In exchange, they'll receive a Ralph's gift card of up to $200 for assault weapons and $100 for handguns. I encourage all Angelenos to turn in their guns and say no to senseless violence in our neighborhoods. Because right now is the time for all of us to act. Too often in the wake of a tragedy like this, we're told it's too soon to talk about solutions. Too often as our nation mourns, our policymakers are held hostage by the forces of the status quo. Too often we wake up with another headline that reminds us we are too late. And in Los Angeles, we believe we should stand together and make sure that we do what we can to change our circumstances. And with us is the chief, who has a few words as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm very pleased to be joined here by the leadership of not only the city, but our school district, to talk about what Los Angeles is going to do about what I fear is a barrier that has been broken in our culture. Of course, it is our goal that barrier that was shattered, the safety of our youngest innocents in Connecticut, not be replicated in Los Angeles. So I applaud the mayor for his leadership in moving our gun buyback up. As I've always said, and as I know the mayor believes, the gun buyback, while it is effective in taking the guns off the street, is even more effective at talking about what are the values of this city. Are we a city that values guns over our children? No. We're a city that recognizes that our children are our most precious, precious resource. One of the things I want to announce today that is a combined effort between the Los Angeles Police Department and the LA Unified School Police is that beginning in January, when our children return to school, Los Angeles police officers will be present at least daily at every one of our elementary and middle schools. Now, this is a significant, significant task because, as you well know, we have over 600 of these schools. And we're opening this up not only to LAUSD, but to our charter schools and private schools, should they so desire. But I think it is extremely important on several fronts. One, to send a message to anybody that sees this coverage and believes that this is some kind of an option for them to stake their claim on infamy. If you do that, the Los Angeles Police Department and the school police will deal with you in a way that is appropriate. Now, it's also important to send a message to our parents and our youth. Our schools are safe. We'll make them safer. We can't let a tragedy, no matter how great it is, 3,000 miles from here, affect the education of our children. Very important. The third thing I want to talk about is an arrest. Sunday, young man, 24 years of age, named Kyle Manganyan, was arrested for terrorist threats. Alert patrol officers from our Northeast Division found out about his postings on Facebook relative to committing violence at one of our elementary schools. Follow-up investigations were done. He was taken into custody. Multiple weapons were recovered from his house. Again, a barrier has been broken. It's our job, all of ours, not just the police department, not just the school district, not just the mayor, all of our jobs, to make sure that we resurrect that barrier and that our children are safe. Thank you.
We also have with us the superintendent of LA Schools, John Dacey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good afternoon, everybody. For thousands of employees in the Los Angeles School District, it's not going to be easy to forget the horrible tragedy that occurred this past Friday in Newtown. Every day we work with happy, innocent, eager young children, just like the ones we have seen in Sandy Hook Elementary and whose photos we're now grieving over. And every day, brave and dedicated administrators and teachers report to work in LAUSD, just like the brave people who reported in Sandy Hook. So it is going to be a very emotional time for the entire LAUSD community, parents, educators, and students, when classes resume on January the 7th. We are closed now for holiday break, and we open back up on the 7th. Then, as now, our first thoughts and prayers are with the people of Newtown during this overwhelming time of grief and sadness. Over the past few days, I've had numerous phone calls and emails from members of the LAUSD community, parent community, and guardian community, being reassured and asking questions on safety. And understandably, they seek reassurances that we're dedicated to the security of their children and that we are mindful of any lessons that might be learned from this terrible tragedy. So I want to speak first of all to the families of LAUSD. As you know, during the past 5 years, LAUSD has experienced devastating budget cuts. However, this Board of Education never once in that period of time cut or removed money from the school security budget. As a matter of fact, we have augmented and increased it. We believe that security first and safety first for our students. And I applaud the board, and I applaud our offices and all the men and women who step up to our schools every single day in doing that. We employ hundreds of officers across the district, and that force, of course, will be there as it was during the budget cuts and continues to be there when we open school. We respond to any suspicions, and they are actually amazing men and women because they all build relationships with students as well. Under the leadership of Chief Zipperman, we strengthen our ties with law enforcement. And I would say this, and as I said it on any news that has ever asked me, this is actually singularly the best city police department I have ever worked with as superintendent. The LAPD has been amazing, and they are a dedicated partner in our effort to make students feel safe on schools. This latest example of their commitment to be with us side by side so the community has an overwhelming sense of security, that their community is actually around them when our young people return to school, is the exact type of partner I'm talking about. School police and operations are also conducting reviews of our policies and our procedures. As a matter of fact, a small contingent has gone to Newtown, obviously first to help if they need to, but second of all is to determine if there are any lessons learned for us in LAUSD so that we can take review with that new knowledge. When we resume school in January, counselors, of course, will be available to help students and staff cope with the effects of that tragedy. And over the next few days, as we move forward, the message we really want to bring is first, respectful remembrance, safety, and vigilance. The best opportunity to stop something is if you know it, to say something about it. If you see it, to share it with the adults on the campus. We will obviously mourn the terrible losses in Newtown while we continue to make our campuses safe in LAUSD. The chief mentioned before that this amazing and overwhelming deployment for our elementary middle schools, you may have thought to yourself, well, what about the high schools? They already have police officers on their campuses. These are campuses that don't have a sworn officer on a regular basis. Thank you.
Finally, chief of the LAUSD School Police Department, Chief Steve Zipperman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Chief Beck, for being a great partner in this endeavor of our continued efforts for school safety. I just wanted to add a couple things, and that Chief Beck had mentioned that we will certainly partner with them. They will help augment our already robust deployment across this vast school district as we reopen our schools January the 7th. I think it's important to understand that not only will LAPD be augmenting this effort, but this morning I also had the ability to have a conference call with all of our other law enforcement agency partners, Los Angeles County Sheriff's, some 15-plus either chiefs or commanders that were in our outside agencies. During that conference call, there was no question they've already stepped up to the plate and made that commitment that they too will offer the extra resources. They too will have units within their municipalities and their own districts policing in and around the schools and have a visible presence, certainly on the first day of school and certainly as we continue through the semester to ensure that everybody understands that student safety is a top priority. So not only within the city of Los Angeles, this extends well out to within the county and the entire 714 square miles of LA Unified School District. So again, Chief Beck, thank you for becoming a partner with us. You always have and will continue to be, along with our other partner agencies. I want to ensure all of the parents, the staff, and community, we will do whatever possible to ensure this is the safest school district in the United States. Thank you.
I'm going to say a few words in Spanish. Estamos desconsolados y horrorizados por la tragedia inimaginable que pasó en Newtown, Connecticut. Nuestras oraciones y pensamientos están con las familias de las víctimas y con la comunidad de Newtown. Todos seguimos de luto con la comunidad de Newtown. Debemos buscar soluciones para que tragedias como esta no vuelvan a ocurrir. Tenemos que tener una conversación nacional sobre cómo mejorar nuestros servicios de salud mental. Necesitamos tener una conversación sobre cómo podemos tener mejores leyes de control de armas. Aplaudo a los esfuerzos de la senadora Feinstein por la introducción de un proyecto de ley que prohibirá las armas de asalto. Espero que el Congreso actúe decisivamente en este tema, pero una ley no va a ser suficiente para mantenernos seguros. Tenemos que hacer todo lo que podemos en nuestras ciudades para asegurar la seguridad pública. El jefe de policía, Charlie Beck, y el jefe de policía de nuestras escuelas, Zipperman, hablarán sobre los pasos que han tomado para proteger a nuestras escuelas. Vamos a patrullar a todas las escuelas dentro de la ciudad de Los Ángeles, incluyendo las escuelas públicas, las escuelas charter experimentales y hasta las escuelas privadas si piden la ayuda del Departamento de Policía. También tenemos que hacer lo posible para remover las armas de nuestras calles. Nuestro exitoso programa de compras de armas se tomará a cabo el 26 de diciembre. Sin hacer preguntas, este programa ofrece la oportunidad de rendir sus armas sin problemas y ayuda a mantener la seguridad en nuestras calles. Cada pistola recibirá $100 en una tarjeta de regalo para Ralph's y $200 por armas de asalto. El momento de tomar acción es ahora. Muchas gracias. And with that, either the chief or myself would be more than willing to answer any questions you have.
Well, you know, this, of course, was a very difficult situation to deal with, and many preventive measures would not be successful. And in fact, they had some really excellent security at Sandy Hook School that was breached by this individual. But they did not have a Los Angeles police officer there. And had they, this would not have occurred.
Chief, I take it the officers will be kind of on the campus. It just won't be a full group. They're going to be on the campus.
Well, they won't be there the whole time, Dave, but they will be there. And they will make it part of their routine patrol, part of their available time, part of their discretionary use of that available time. So in some cases, they'll be there for long term, and some cases shorter. But nobody will ever know when. And you won't know whether they're in uniform or in plain clothes. And so, you know, police work is all about being in the right place at the right time. Clearly, the schools are the right place, and we want to be there at the right time. And this gives us that opportunity. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. Chief, in reference to your arrest yesterday, can you tell us more about this guy? I mean, some people on call, this is a sick prank.
Well, you know, and I think that me characterizing, you know, what would have happened had we not intervened is impossible. You know, I'm just a police chief. I'm not clairvoyant. But I will say this: he was clear in his statements, and his ability matched those statements. This was not a person that was unarmed. This was not a person that did not have a clear and present ability to make good on his threats, and you know, that's what we have to deal with in my line of work. You know, I'm not in the hope for the best business.
Is this the department's first time investigating Dwayne Dyan?
You know, I don't know that, and you know, it wouldn't be appropriate for me to go into much more than I already have on that arrest. We have detectives from our major crimes, our best detectives are working on this right now. So, you know, I don't want to use my platform as the chief of police to stomp all over their investigation, and I won't.
Chief, your department based on the postings on Facebook, would you consider this to be a copycat type of threat? Because it seems to me that what you're doing is very different.
Well, as I talked about before, once a barrier is broken, it's hard to resurrect. You know, as the mayor and I were discussing earlier, you know, not so long ago, workplace violence was unknown. And now, while it's certainly rare, it is not unique. And what we don't want is for this to be another barrier that has been broken and continues to get broken. What we want to do is, as a city, as a school district, as a police department, you know, as our community, our greater LA community, we want to say, you know, this is not tolerated here. And we will do whatever is within our power to stop it. I'm sorry.
There's no shortage of people who make stupid statements online and have bent in a very inelegant way. What was the threshold in this specific case that got not used but also the FBI involved?
Well, very specific threats, and the clear and present ability to carry out those threats. So, you know, I can't go into a lot more. I know that you would all like more detail than I will give on this, but you know, we have a due process that has to take place, and that process will take place.
Chief, you have a task force already that looks over almost anything that comes across as unusual, and the superintendent made reference to it as well. Is this introducing now a whole new era where nothing, I mean, absolutely nothing is left to chance, and you're encouraging people, no matter where they are or where they may be, if they see anything that looks unusual, call?
Well, you know, and we've been saying that. If you see something, say something. And there's, you know, 1-877-A-THREAT. You know, we have multiple tip lines. By the way, this incident with Bayan came in on one of our tip lines also. Everybody, this is everybody's business. I say this in every press conference. I said it in this one already. You know, it's my responsibility, but it's everybody's business. All of us working together can keep each other safe. If you just leave it up to the police, you won't be safe. You have to be in charge of your own safety. Now we will do that. We'll do the heavy lifting, and we will help with direction. But all of us have to watch after each other, and that's the way you have a safe community.
Okay, from the gunshot wound to reaching for the crime scene, legal or illegal, do you have any...
I'm sorry, I didn't get all of it.
The guns that were taken from the investigation, are they legal guns, illegal guns, and can you tell us about the make and model of these guns?
You know, I'm not going to give specifics. Obviously, we have those specifics, but I'm not going to put that out at this particular time. Just the fact that they're numerous and obviously lethal.
Chief, do you know anything about this guy arrested at Hollywood High, some guy apparently with a toy gun? Do you know anything about that?
2 million calls a year, Claudia. I don't know about that one.
Okay, we have Spanish speakers available in the back. They'll be here to answer any questions you guys have in Spanish. Thank you so very much. Copies of the news